About 1 million Mexicans participated in the referendum, and 90% supported all of the initiatives. But some of the projects left environmentalists and indigenous groups concerned, especially the construction of an oil refinery in the state of Tabasco and a tourist train in the Mexican southeast. Aleira Lara is the director of campaigns for Greenpeace Mexico.
Creemos que la administración está empezando por el final.
She says the new Mexican administration is moving backwards as it legitimizes projects before first evaluating the environmental and social impacts. The National Indigenous Council rejects the projects, arguing they will only bring more looting in the Mayan communities. But supporters say they will bring prosperity and growth, and among them is Catherine Gray, a dual citizen living in the Mayan area. She says the refinery could reduce Mexico's reliance on American oil, while the train could allow the locals to see more of their culture.
Where I am, it's 70% poverty, so many people can't get out.
Gray says she hopes the new government keeps its promises and disperses the gains among local impoverished communities. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.